This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
All right, welcome to another edition of Reinvention Radio. I am your host, Steve Ulscher, alongside of the very talented Mary Goulet. How are you, Mary?
Doing great. Having a lot of fun.
We are having a lot of fun. And if you're live on the radio with us, then you know in the last hour, we had the Magic Man Fizz with us. And we had so much fun with Fizz, we decided let's just keep him. We're going to forever. So it's Fizz Forever, yeah, right?
I'm your sidekick now.
Yeah, so it's Fizz Forever. That is actually your website.
F-I-Z, the number four, ever.
Yeah, so that's basically, so it's Fizz Forever on Reinvention Radio. That's how we're going to do it from now on. Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah,
love
so
it.
You're not going anywhere. You're here with us forever. Awesome. So Fizz decided he's going to stick around.
I had that planned the whole, all along.
Exactly.
It's a little addicting, isn't
and
it?
And anyways, who wants to go back to Irvine? You're from Irvine. Nobody wants to go back to Irvine. What are you going to do, go on that Ferris wheel again at the mall? Nice. Really. So Fizz is going to stick around with us. And speaking of Irvine, or should I say, speaking of Orange County, it's interesting, right? Kids are on summer break, so you got to try to find things to keep the kids busy. So one of the things that we like to do every now and again is spend way too much money and take them to, like, an amusement park and that sort of thing, because technically, I think as a parent, that's, like, in the guidebook. Like, you have to
you
do
have
that
to
otherwise.
Of course.
Otherwise, if I remember correctly, I believe the DCFS comes and takes your children away. Is that, that's part of the...
No.
Is that not...
But you might end up in the loony bin.
That's what my 11-year-old said. He said that if you do not take us to at least two amusement parks a year, then the Department of Child and Family Services will take us away.
He's good.
Yeah.
He's
so that's, so,
okay, so where'd you go? Because San Diego boasts a lot of them.
Okay, so here's what we did. So a few years ago, we went to SeaWorld. And have you seen Blackfish? Have you seen that documentary?
Yes.
No, I just heard about it.
I have.
Once you see Blackfish, you will never go back to SeaWorld
right,
again.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
well,
I mean,
now they do these commercials. We love the dolphins. We
look
love
at Shamu.
Our whales. Yes. Yeah,
we only took him away from his natural habitat, but we treat him so nicely here in our 25 million gallon tank. Right?
The whole world is coming to an end. All of those things, the circuses, the really dominating animals.
We
like
just bought
that.
Tickets
lower
for the circus,
stuff.
By the way.
Where is the circus?
It's coming to
it will end, and it will end
Valley
fairly
View
shortly.
Casino Center somewhere. What about a zoo? So where do you draw the line?
The only time I would, I guess, agree with the zoo is to try and save an endangered species that's, protect them. But other than that, I don't really believe in any of that stuff.
Yeah,
dominating animals and caging them up, and that's.
But BDSM is a whole other story that you're okay with. Just need to know where we're drawing the line.
Wait, what
BDSM? What?
Oh come on, really? We got to get Kelly out more or less. Probably it's bad. We got Kelly out more. We got Mary out more. We got to. You BDSM? Yes. No.
No.
Dude, you're the one who has fucking sex with your boots on.
Oh yeah, yeah.
All right, forget
what?
It. Yeah, exactly. All right, yeah. So we didn't even get to that fun stuff. All right, so we took him to SeaWorld a few years ago, so that's been done.
I don't go down that road, though. I don't go to just the boots on. That's it. It's just as far as – that's as kinky as I get.
Well, you live in
that's
sort
it.
Of that –
Why are we talking about this?
Because this is Reinvention Radio, and we talk about just damn near everything. So took him to SeaWorld, and that was all well and good before that whole Blackfish thing came out. So we couldn't take him back there because I was afraid I would get spray painted. If we went into the spray – I'm telling you, when you go into SeaWorld now, there are literally people just there, with spray cans, and they spray you when you come in now. So couldn't take the kids to SeaWorld. So we decided to go to, of course, the next lowest thing on the totem pole that's pretty torturous itself. It's Legoland. Have you been to Legoland?
I have.
This is a mistake. So I mean, it's a mistake from a conceptual standpoint, because ultimately you can only take a Lego thing so far, and they have just beaten
Lego
this thing
they
to
Lego-ized
death.
Legalize the world.
Yeah. Everything is Lego this, Lego that, and Legos
Lego
are cool and
Lego.
All, but yeah, exactly. But the Legos are cool and all, but I to make a whole amusement park out of the Lego theme.
I think it's hilarious. Well, they made me. I spoke on a panel for Lego. And they made a little nameplate out of Legos and spelled my name out of Legos and made a little radio, microphone thing.
Nice.
Out of Legos.
Speaking of Kelly, by the way, I bet you Kelly texts right now if you know what BDSM is. Don't use Google. You know what BDSM is. Kelly knows. Mary doesn't know. Kelly knows. I guarantee it. She's going to text. She's going to text in right now and tell
she's
us.
She's a nice Catholic.
But you know what?
She's a nice Catholic girl. She doesn't. Don't.
Yeah, but that's
years
what. That's
ago,
what. By the way, we didn't even cover how you escaped the Church of Scientology, but that's a little bit short. So years ago,
somebody said something about a wife beater, and I'm like, what's that? Well, I didn't know it was a, like a tank top.
Right. No, I believe that that's called Floyd Mayweather. Isn't that, you know, that's technically that's a white beater now. Speaking of which, do you follow UFC stuff at all, MMA, any of that fun stuff, either of you guys?
No.
No. Do you know what it stands for, MMA or UFC?
Martial arts.
I don't like...
Mixed martial arts.
I don't like watching violence.
Me
I don't
either.
Like watch people... beating each other's brains in, even though I do have Muhammad Ali in my book, just because I admired,
but he
always
was,
admired his mindset.
Yeah,
I really, there's a lot, just brilliance to the, I call it the Muhammad Ali technique. He willed himself to become the greatest.
He was a butterfly.
So, you know,
yes.
But other than that, I really am not a fan of people just beating the living daylights out of each other. I'd rather see people have sex and make love to one another than see that and
right.
Yeah, just
right.
I think there's way too much violence.
And thank you for bringing your girlfriend here, by the way, because that's next, right in the next segment. You're going to be doing that, so thank you for that. But
oh
no, Ronda Rousey is the like the reigning women's champion like of all time. Like she basically destroys her opponents in no time flat. And so last show we were talking about the ESPYs and how Caitlyn Jenner got the Arthur Ashe Award. And so Ronda Rousey won the award for the best fighter of the year. And basically her comment afterwards was, you know, this is probably the only time that Floyd Mayweather will have to acknowledge being beaten by a woman. So I was like, yeah, that's pretty funny. Yeah, she's clever, smart like that. So
Wow. Anyway,
I digress. So what I was talking about is my trips with the kids, because ultimately it's all about my family. It's all about me. It's Reinvention Radio. So why don't we just talk about my family more? And we went to, so like I said, we didn't do the SeaWorld thing, but we did Legoland. And then we did what I can only refer to in the nicest ways as the poor man's Disneyland. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Knott's Berry Farm?
Yes!
Where?
Knott's Berry Farm.
Knott's Berry Farm. Right.
Yeah.
So,
great,
I mean,
people watching.
NWA's got a movie coming out called Straight Outta Compton. NWA, yes? You know that movie? You know NWA. Of course you know NWA. Yeah. What's your favorite NWA song? You got at least one. No.
I don't.
You don't.
I wasn't a big fan. I did run into Flavor Flav.
If Flavor Flav was not in NWA. Do you think all black people look the same? Flavor Flav was not in
he
NWA.
He wasn't in that band?
Was Eazy-E. That was Ice Cube.
I thought
Flavor Flav.
What is it?
Was,
yeah. It's like the original gangster rap band.
No, wait. Wasn't Flavor
Flav? We're on Uncensored
Radio. What are you talking
radio.
About? Flavor Flav, wasn't he the hype guy in that band?
No, dude. That was Public Enemy.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so
they're still the same premise.
Steve, you got a dark side.
They both had attitudes.
I literally have a dark side.
You had
side,
niggas with attitude. You had Public
that's
Enemy.
That's the group, exactly.
Right. So to me, that's the same energy. And I'm not. I don't normally.
Okay, so
TV. I don't gravitate towards that style of music. I'm about peace, love, music. So
right. He likes to beat people up.
Just saying.
And,
yeah.
And
so technically,
like,
that was exactly what Knott's Berry Farm was all about. If there was an amusement park where gangster rap was personified, it would be Knott's Berry Farm.
That's hilarious.
I mean, you've been, right?
Yes, but like so long ago that I've never gone back.
Do you?
And it's supposedly improved.
They put a lot of interesting rides there. I mean, it's a full-on amusement park, and it's been around for a long time. By the way, welcome to Periscope for all of our Periscope folks. Hello, welcome. And if you want to join the conversation here, which I don't know why you would, because Lord only knows what we're talking about, but it's 866-977-2346 and hit number one, 866-977-2346 and hit number one. And in, you know, shortly here, we're going to bring Joel on, and this is going to be interesting because Joel's going to teach us how to take our podcast to number one and other fun things around promotion and marketing. And that's going to be awesome. And Joel, of course, has his own show called the Relaunch Podcast, which is killer. He does that with his wife, Dr. Perry. And they've just blown up the charts there, and they've been doing it now for a little while. And Joel will tell us more about that. So if you ever wondered how to get your book or your podcast or any of those fun things to the top of the charts, that's what we're going to be talking about with Joel. But they've got this ride at Knott's Berry Farm. I can't leave this alone because, like, literally, do you like roller coasters? Do you do roller coasters?
Yeah, I do.
You do. Do you do roller coasters?
Yes, okay. I like them.
So I thought I liked roller coasters until I got on this ride. They have this ride called the Sidewinder. Okay, so it looks, you know, kind of cool and like this is going to be fun, right? So it's basically a roller coaster, but there's like a circular sort of seating thing. So you've got two in the front and two in the back. And it's like you're sitting in a donut. and the donut spins.
Oh, I don't like that. No. I don't like spinning things.
Right? Yeah.
Roller coasters, yes, if it's stationary, but once things are spinning, no, no, no. I get really, really sick on spinning round stuff.
Oh, man. So if you can picture like
what
this...
What happened to you?
Oh, my God. So if you can picture like this big, huge drop kind of thing, you know, it's like, okay, it's a roller coaster. Yay, fun. You lose your stomach and then you go. And then on that first turn, this fucking thing starts spinning like crazy.
That's nuts.
So now you're doing corkscrews and drops and all of this.
Oh, my gosh.
And the thing is spinning the whole time. So now get this.
That's crazy.
There's a video camera that records you and your seat partner.
I've seen those videos.
Right?
That's funny.
So it's not just like
people throwing up and there's a video of it.
Oh my God. So there's a roller coaster, you know, typically have like this picture thing. So you go through a tunnel, whatever, it takes a photo and, you know, you're screaming or you're doing whatever. This thing videotapes you from start to finish. There is nothing but sheer panic and terror on my face and on my 11-year-old's face.
I
mean, like, well, she wasn't honest because she was with the 8-year-old. My 8-year-old is a fucking genius because he was like, no, I'm not going on that. So, I mean, like, he got it, like, right away. He was not going on that roller coaster.
No, I would not.
So, like, literally, from, like, at first, you know, my son and I were looking all happy in the video. You know, it's kind of cute. We're like, oh, we're going up. And then, like, literally, we both start crying. You know, it's like, I am sitting there with my eyes just clenched. I mean, I didn't open my eyes for the rest of the ride. I'm like, dear God, if you will only let me survive this, I promise I will go with Fizz and I will sing music to children because there is healing power in music and I will sing to children. But fortunately, I survived. But anyway, long story short, if you're in for an adventure, go to Knott's Berry Farm. It's pretty cool.
Thanks.
Yeah. All right. So after the break, we're going to bring on Joel and we're going to talk about getting to number one. Have fun here on Reinvention Radio.
One person has the power to change the world, impact millions of lives, and leave a legacy for lifetimes to come. That person is you. In the New York Times bestseller, What is Your What? Steve Ulcher, award-winning author and founder of the Reinvention Workshop, reveals his proven process that has helped thousands of men and women discover, share, and monetize the one thing they were born to do. Grab your free copy now at www.whatisyourwhat.com/free. That's www.whatisyourwhat.com/free.
And now, back to Reinvention Radio with your host, Steve Ulcher.
All right, welcome back to Reinvention Radio. And I was remiss. I was totally ready to do this. And then we got to Sing and Let Love Rule. And that was in the last episode. So if you didn't hear it, what did we do there? We reinvented rock stars. I think that was the end. Was that the name?
Yeah, but we didn't really speak too much about that.
Yeah, yeah. But we're going to speak to Joel. We got Joel on the line, right? Joel, you there? Joel.
Hey, here I am.
Hey, yeah, you are there, man. Very cool. So before I forget this, I have to plug this real quick because, you know, speaking of Orange County and Irvine and all that fun stuff, August 14th and the 15th, I am going to be speaking live at an event called Dreams to Reality, which is actually Hush Hush, Secrets of the Ultra Wealthy. So it's pretty sweet. It's the number one premier small business event and investor forum ever created, covered by Forbes and Entrepreneur and all that fun stuff. So Dreams to Reality, August 14th and 15th at the Hyatt Regency Orange County. And if you go to, I will give you the URL, if you go to hushvipevents.com, so hushvipevents.com, I have been given a handful of tickets that you can have and join me as my guest if you use promo code FRIEND of Steve at checkout. So it's a $500 ticket. I've been given, I believe, about a dozen of those. So check it out. It's the Hush Hush Secrets of the Ultra Wealthy. I'll be speaking there in Orange County, August 14th and 15th at the Hyatt Regency Orange County, hushvipevents.com, and use Friend of Steve at checkout. It's a pretty sweet event. Definitely encourage you to be there. Now, Mr. Joel, and the only reason I'm calling you Mr. Joel and Joel and all of that fun stuff is only because I am just, I don't want to butcher your last name. How do you pronounce your last name? I can honestly say I don't know.
Okay, Bogus.
Bogus. See, I was going to butcher it. There's no doubt. There's no doubt at all about that. All right, so for those who don't know you, Joel Bogus.
Which is unreal, unheard of, actually.
And I mean, technically, there's only four people who are unfamiliar with you, and they are Wade, Fizz, Kelly, and Richard. So for the own,
also the surviving members of NWA too. Don't leave them out.
Yeah, you know. And so you tell me, be honest, Joel. That was the first record you ever bought, right? You've got Straight Outta Compton somewhere in a closet.
I still have their poster.
See?
It's in storage. It's
See?
In storage.
Yeah. Yeah.
For the record.
Yeah, you got it. See, exactly. So if you were, so if NWA did a podcast right now, what do you think it would be called?
It would be called, Dr. Dre Revisited.
Right? No, it would be called How I Became a Fucking Billionaire Doing Gangster Rap. That's what Dre would call it. Like, right? There's no money in gangster rap, really? Because here's my bank account.
They wear those expensive gold chains.
Well, that's called investing.
Medallions?
They were smart. You know, you look at the people that invested in gold and put those big gold chains. If you look at the value of gold between when they peaked in their career and now, I'd say that was a pretty smart investment. No? Joel, what do you think? Did you invest in gold chains way back then?
You know what? I'm going to take your side on this one. I'm with Steve.
Yeah.
I'm on his show, so he's got a lot of pull. So I'm leaning in that direction.
It's all good, man. So, all right. So talk to us about exactly what you're doing. So, for the four people who don't know you, and I don't know why they don't know you, but run us through really quick, you know, who you are and what you're doing.
You bet. Thanks for giving me the chance to talk about it. And thanks for having me on, Steve. This is going to be a blast. You know, I spent pretty much the entire decade of the 90s behind the mic doing traditional radio, also in front of the camera doing TV, and then left that industry in the late 90s, did a couple of things between then and now. And when the opportunity came to go from broadcasting to podcasting, for me, absolute no-brainer. So I knew I had to not just be in the industry, but I needed to be a leader in the industry. And we've been having a blast. Relaunch, which is the name of our show, and you were a recent guest, so thank you for that. We celebrated our 1-year anniversary.
I'm still waiting on the check, by the way. So you said that's coming, yes?
Yes, it is on the way.
Thank you.
I thought I had your address down right.
Evidently, you sent it to Fizz. But go ahead.
So.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so sorry. So relaunch, you were saying?
1-year anniversary just, you know, not too long ago, and we'll hit 1 million total plays here in about a month or two.
Jesus.
Probably about two.
Really? In 1 year, you took a podcast from zero,
yep,
because it didn't exist, to
correct,
a million downloads in a year? That's
a little bit longer than a year because we're in month 13 right now. But yeah, you've pretty much got it.
All right. So, Todd, there are a lot of people who have podcasts. Matter of fact, we're going to repurpose this into a podcast. So Reinvention Radio,
yes,
you know, we put into a podcast after the live radio show here. And by the way, if you've got questions about how to get yourself to number one in the iTunes chart, or I know you've done books as well and got books to number one. The number here,
yep,
is 866-977-2346 and hit number one, 866-977-2346 and hit number one, and we've got you know, one of the best on with us here. So how on earth do you, I mean, let's run through a couple of quick tips. So if somebody came to you and they said, Joel, I've got this new podcast and it's called Reinvention Radio. I mean, just hypothetically, if someone had a podcast called Reinvention Radio, let's just play a game.
Okay.
What would you tell that person in terms of what they should be doing to get from zero to a million downloads in 13 months?
Sure, Steve. I'm more than happy to give you free coaching on your own show. No problem whatsoever.
And
I'll be waiting for my check.
For
my check.
Exactly. I'm sure they're going to cross in the mail. Yeah.
So here's the deal. When I got ready to relaunch, my number one goal was to make it a number one podcast in all my categories, because I knew that would be a huge door opener for my speaking, for my coaching, for my consulting, for all that fun stuff. So I thought, okay, I know what I want to do. How do I do it? And the answer is I needed three things in my favor. I needed subscribers, I needed people that would give me ratings, and I needed reviews. Those are the three ingredients to the iTunes secret sauce, how to get number one on iTunes. But here's my challenge. I didn't know enough of those people that would assure that I got there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I knew a lot of people. I knew a few people, but I didn't have a massive audience, and I needed them. So basically, what I did, here's the tip: I went out and I got in touch with people who knew me, that liked me, that believed in me, and that would support me in my endeavor. That's a screwed up word. that would support me in my deal. There, that's better. And then would kind of be my cheerleaders and would be part of my launch team and would help me promote the fire out of my show, because that's what I needed. I needed on fire promotion. I needed people not to just say, well, yeah, I'll do what I can, or yeah, sounds fun, good luck. But I needed people with boots on the ground. Yes, Joel, I'm on your side. I'll help you. I'll not only do the things that you're asking me to do, subscribe, rate, and review, but I'll also, you know, promote it to my peeps. I'll share it on social media. I'll tweet your stuff out, you know, during a focused period of time. And that's exactly what happened. And I hit my first number one on iTunes within 12 days.
Okay, so let's be specific here, just because I want to make sure that we are using the same nomenclature.
Exactly.
Well, that too. but when you say number one, now there's new and noteworthy, there is what's hot, and then there's the subcategories. Like, for instance, Reinvention Radio is under health, and then self-help. It's under education and higher education, then it's under society and culture, under personal journal. So when you say number one, are you talking about in a subcategory? Are you talking about in what's hot? Are you talking about in the, I guess, sort of the parent category? When you say number one, what specifically does that mean?
Sure, fantastic. Yeah, when we launched the show, we didn't have any subcategories, so we were just dealing with the main categories, and we were in, let's see, business, we were in education, and we were in health, and we were number one repeatedly in those 8 weeks. 8 weeks is what the iTunes gives you to shine in new and noteworthy, and we hit number one repeatedly in those. I think I was number five or six overall in iTunes, something like that. I don't remember exactly.
So talk to us about metrics, because, I mean, that's, you know, okay, so you have your family and your friends, and, you know, except for Fizz, most of us have family and friends. So when you go through those, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 people or whatever it is, that's not going to do enough to get you to number one, is it?
Well, you know what? I don't know. But what I did know is that I needed a lot of people on my team. I actually had 85 people on my launch team. And
you mean 85 people that you hired, or 85 people that basically said,
I didn't hire, subscribe, rate,
and review the show for you?
Yeah, let me be very clear. I didn't hire anybody. These were people that had been on my show before, that I was friends with, that were people that knew me and knew what I was up to, and that understood, you know, podcasting and new media and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, so now you're going to confuse people, because if they were on the show before, but this is a new show, how are they on the show before? So you actually had other podcasts before the relaunch podcast, and then when you did the relaunch podcast, what did you do? You put a whole bunch of them sort of in the hopper, and then you launched with like 20 episodes? So take us back. You had another podcast or multiple podcasts, correct?
I did. Relaunch is actually podcast number nine.
Number nine. Wow. Okay. So you've had 8 opportunities to figure the shit out. And so you figured it out.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And you took, what, 85 past guests and basically said, let's record an episode. How many episodes did you launch with when you came out of the box?
30.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I've heard 10. I've heard 5. I've heard, you know, people have all sorts of different metrics. But is that, for those who are absolutely brand new to this arena, is that a number you would recommend?
Well, here's what I did. My frequency means how many times a week are you going to publish your show. My frequency started at 5 shows a week. So that means, you know, I'm going through shows quick, mm-hmm. 5 a week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I needed some in the can, because I didn't want to catch myself scrambling at the last minute. I didn't release 30 in one day. So I spread them out over time. I just wanted to have enough in the can so I wouldn't be freaking out and trying to find a guest. Okay.
Okay. Gotcha. So here's a quick question. How long was each one that you did? Was it 10 minutes roughly? Was it an hour? You know.
Well, let's get to that after the break, because we're going to have to go and throw some commercials in here, my friend. But let's talk about some of those specifics after the break here with Joel Bogus here on Reinvention Radio.
You were were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're at a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Ulcher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many get on the right path and be clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step for realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting TheReinventionWorkshop.com today. No more delays, no more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to TheReinventionWorkshop.com. That's TheReinventionWorkshop.com.
And now, back to Reinvention Radio with your host, Steve Ulcher.
All right, welcome back to Reinvention Radio. Yeah, I got to tell you, man, I'm going through the... So, Joel, you're still with us. You didn't like, fall off, right? You're still here? You're here?
Oh, yes, sorry, Joel, that's me. Mary.
Hey, Mary, bring Joel back in. Joel, you're here, right?
Hey, Joel.
I'm here.
Yeah, okay, great. And I was just saying, it's so incestuous. It's crazy. I'm looking at your... at the careers category, because it seems like that's where Relaunch is focused, right? I mean, is that the primary category where you're focused, yes?
No, primary one is business and health.
Business and health, okay. Hmm. Yeah, I'm here under careers. And by the way, if you're not familiar with podcasts and all that fun stuff, I mean, the primary place to find the podcast is going to be on iTunes. Do you use iTunes? Do you use Stitcher? What? Where do you put all your stuff? Because I know there's a lot of different schools of thought around that. Where do you put your stuff?
You bet. What I did is I uploaded it to my broadcast host, and that's called Libsyn. And that gets really confusing, so I'll keep it simple. And then it kicks it out to iTunes and Stitcher. Mm-hmm. And iTunes, Steve, is where we wanted to focus all of our efforts during the launch. So that's pretty much where
break it down for percentages for me. So iTunes, okay, versus Stitcher, you've got 1 million downloads. Just using rough percentages, where do your downloads come from?
They come from, let's see, a variety of places. A lot of social media. We do a lot of social media, and then we have a certain number of subscribers. Don't have accurate numbers on that. iTunes is a little bit goofy about releasing that information, but I see what works, and we just continue to promote, and then we're consistent with our promotions on social media.
So here's what I'm saying. So of 1 million downloads, did 700,000 of those come from iTunes and 300,000 come from Stitcher? Where are those numbers coming from?
Sure, that's a good question. Most of our listeners are listening on their phone. And usually that's done through iTunes.
Okay. And so if you only could do one thing, iTunes versus Stitcher or one of the other platforms, it would be iTunes hands down, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. Hands down.
Yeah, it's interesting. So
last time I looked, iTunes has about 600 million accounts. And that's a lot. It's a lot more than Stitcher has or the other players.
Are there
players
even 600 million people? How many people are there? That's like, you know...
India.
Yeah, so here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that most of the people who subscribe to iTunes are from Chicago. Because, you know, in Chicago, we can vote more than once, right? So we just, you know, we continually put our names in the ballot box. So that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking there are probably people just from Chicago who have like 1,000 accounts. But, you know,
that's
it's interesting.
I
would think so. So, you know, it's interesting, right? So going through some of these folks in careers, like Pat Flynn and Johnny Lee Dumas and Dan Miller and Lewis Howes, and it's such a small little circle of you fuckers who are at the top of the charts here. I mean, like Nick Unsworth and all you people, Michael O'Neill and Mario Brown. It's like, did you go to Internet Profits Live? You didn't go to Internet Profits Live, did you?
I didn't. Should have.
Yeah, so. You definitely should have. What were you thinking, man? But, like, all of these people here are, like, Internet Profits Live people, which is so cool. But what would you tell somebody, then, if they're just starting off right now? Mary asked a question before the break about how long should a typical episode be? So when you put 30 in the hopper, does that mean you were taught? And first of all, do you always have guests? Or is it just kind of you just, you know, I don't know, you know, just talking
monologue
about a subject,
yeah,
a monologue? What's your format?
That's a great question. You know, Steve, I'm not like you. I can't entertain myself in a closed room. I need to have someone else to talk to. You know,
vision just went through my mind.
And by the way, just in case you do not know, BDSM, we're carrying forward from the last episode. If you're listening on the podcast,
oh, I googled it. I did Google it. By the way,
and what does it mean? And what does it mean, Joel?
You know what it means.
No, I don't. Tell me.
Oh gosh.
I want to hear you say it.
This is where we go south.
Say it.
Okay, bondage, dominance, and then SM would be submission. And
what is
M
this,
is...
MMA? No, it's not submission. Come on, what's S? You know the S.
Gosh, I don't know.
Biz, you know.
Just call it S&M. Everybody knows it is S&M. They don't know what S&M is.
It's either you give or you take. I mean, that's basically what it is.
Have you ever been to the vault in New York City?
Matter of fact, I am a lifelong member. I have a platinum membership to the vault.
This is where we go.
I was scared.
If you look on my back, you will see there is a puncture wound from a heel, from about a 6-inch heel. Hi, Joel. How are you? All right. So,
hey, Steve, how are you?
Good. All right. So, you were talking about, let's just talk about format. So, are we talking, obviously, then have guests because you just prefer to actually talk to people, whereas people like me prefer to talk to myself?
So here's what I learned, and way to come back from the rabbit trail there. I learned is I'm really not that good at delivering monologues, and I know that about me. It's just not my communication style. However, conversationally, I do pretty good, and so I used that knowledge of myself and my just the way I roll, and I decided that, you know what, I'm gonna always have a conversation on my podcast, which is when I decided that, you know what, I'm gonna start inviting guests. And then when we did relaunch, that's when Dr. Pei was kind enough to pull up a chair on microphone number two. And that's when we started that
Let's go for full disclosure here. So who is Dr. Pei?
That would be my wife of 14 years.
Yeah. So finally you gave her a chair, which was really nice. And it only took you 14 years to give her a chair, which was, I mean, very, very kind of you. And so you guys said, hey, let's sit down. Let's talk to people together here. And how long did you plan? Like, a lot of people think they can just get some episodes going and then, you know, put it out and we'll see what happens. You actually had a plan going into this. So how long did you prepare for your launch to accomplish what your goals and objectives were?
Okay. You're 3 for 3 because this is another great question. Way to go, Steve.
Awesome.
But I had a 3-month ramp. 3 months. Because my goal was to hit number one, to blow the charts out of the water, so it could open doors for me in various other areas of my life. Now, a brand new podcaster that just wants to do it as a hobby, then that's fine. They can turn on their microphone, they can start recording, and boom, they can be on iTunes, you know, pretty quickly. That just wasn't my goal. Mm-hmm. I wanted to incorporate that. Right. I wanted to incorporate that into my business and into, you know, other things that I've got my hands into. So I needed a plan, and I took 3 months to assemble the launch team, to make sure I had enough shows in the can, and to make sure everyone kind of understood what we were trying to do, and then especially the time frame that we were trying to do it. And that's another tip that I want to give here. It was all focused effort. It wasn't about, okay, well, I'll do something for you, try, you know, within 8 weeks. That wasn't good enough. It was like a sprint. You know, we wanted to come out of the gate sprinting, which is exactly what we did, mm-hmm. and got there within 12 weeks. So everyone, for the most part, you know, a couple of people weren't able to participate, which is cool. That's why we beefed it up with 85 people. People were able to do what they needed to do, and we got there within days. And what was cool is our audience and traction continued to build, mm-hmm. and we were able to hit that throughout the 8-week period, and now we're 13 months into it.
Yeah.
And our audience has grown about tenfold.
Yeah, which is awesome. So let's just make sure we get this question answered, because I know there are folks here who want to launch a podcast. be specific. So what do you recommend in terms of length of time for a podcast? So of the 30 that you launched with, what was the average amount of time that each episode was?
Without a doubt, there were 30 minutes. I'm pretty strict about keeping my episodes no longer than 30 minutes.
Why is that the magic number for you?
Sure. For me, that's the magic number because of the content.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yes. And it's a conversation between myself, my wife, and my guest. So, and you've been on the show. We try to go as deeply as we can.
Yeah,
and we
didn't go very deep when I was on. It just kind of happens naturally. All right. So, and you keep talking about this 8-week thing. So, for those who are unfamiliar with why you keep referencing 8 weeks, what's that all about?
Sure.
Am I 444, by the way?
Yeah, of course.
Excellent. Good.
Yeah, iTunes gives you an 8-week window that puts you into the new and noteworthy category. So you're eligible, right, to be in that category. In fact, you already are if you're brand new at podcasting and you just launched your show. You're in there somewhere. Now there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of shows that are in that category. However, if you put a plan together and you knock the cover off the ball, then you can get, you know, to those number one, number two, and number three, that top tier level. Mm-hmm. And that increases your exposure. And here's what I did personally, and this is how I coach people. You know, once you get to your number one, you know, take that screenshot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once you get to two number ones, take that screenshot. Three number ones, take that screenshot. And, you know, then you can use it in all of your outgoing material. Which is exactly what I do.
Yeah.
Because that's social proof.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to talk about, you know, what that really means in terms of monetization, because there's a lot of people who will spend, I mean, a shit ton of time in producing these podcasts and getting them edited and getting them on and everything else. And then why? You know, because ultimately, if you're not making money, why on earth are you going to do it? So if you've got questions about podcasts, if you've got questions about, you know, hitting number one, join us. The conversation here can be found at 866-977-2346. And that's going to be number one. And after the break, we do have someone who will be joining us here, Joel, and has a question for you. So we'll be right back with more Reinvention Radio and our guest caller right after this.
You were born to do one amazing thing. But most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, then the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step-by-step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many people get on the right path and clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step to realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting thereinventionworkshop.com today. No more delays. No more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to thereinventionworkshop.com today. That's thereinventionworkshop.com.
And now, back to Reinvention Radio with your host, Steve Olscher.
All right, welcome back to Reinvention Radio. We're talking to Joel Vargas about reinventing podcasts today. And, you know, this is a live radio show. 866-977-2346, number one, is what you're going to hit when you dial in. I believe, actually, Joel, we had a caller for you. Mary, were we able to bring her in? Hello, this is Reinvention Radio. Hey, this is Steve. Can I help you?
Hi.
How are you? Welcome.
Hey, Steve.
Who dis?
This is Mercy.
What's going on? How are things?
Everything's kosher.
Good.
I have a question for Joe.
Yeah, I'm acting like I know you. I know. Saying, I was like, hey, how you doing? Yeah,
together
just,
or something?
Yeah, I know, right? We just for full disclosure
well,
we
know,
here.
We know she eats properly.
Everything's kosher.
Exactly. Nice. Well, welcome to the program. How are you? Welcome. Okay, so you had a question for Joel about podcasting.
Well, not really about podcasting. It's your show is about reinvention.
It is true, very much
so. Right. And sometimes it's really good to have noble goals and great ideas of changing the whole world, but sometimes it's really hard to change yourself, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yes.
So my question for Joel is if he ever gave up coffee creamer.
What do you think about that, Joel?
Well, I know what she's referring to because she listened to one of my podcasts.
JJ, someone has insider information there about your history there. All right, let us all in on the joke. So what's the coffee creamer thing?
Okay, well, actually, it was just straight up serious because my wife has been trying to wean me away from the mocha creamer that I insist on having daily. And you know, when JJ Virgin was on the show talking about her latest book and stuff.
You can't, if you know JJ Virgin, you know you just can't eat shit. It's like everything in that book is like you can either have air or water. That's like, so you don't have to buy JJ Virgin's book. Here, I'll give it to you right now. You can eat nothing. So evidently creamer was one of those things you cannot have.
Right. And so that was the throwdown challenge. But you know what? I have not lived up to that challenge. No excuses. I'm still a creamer drinker.
Because you like it.
Actually, a coffee drinker. Oh, yeah, for sure. Love it.
Yeah, awesome. All right, well, Marcy, thanks for enlightening us in terms of Joel's addictions. I really do appreciate that. So
better than doing heroin.
By the way, I found a cool BDSM graphic on Wikipedia.
Nice.
Whoa.
And does that feature...
I'm just saying.
Is that a picture of me, by the way? Because it very well could be, but, you know, that would have been in a past life, and certainly before I married my wife, just... to be clear. All right, so let's get back to podcasting here, and just had a question for you about, two things, monetization, because ultimately, why spend all the time doing this? I mean, it's great for the ego, I guess, to get to number one, and that's all well and good, but are you actually able to monetize that effort?
Or does it monetize your other efforts?
Sure, okay, fantastic. Yes, two good questions. So Steve's 5 for 5.
Yes.
And I kind of lost count on the other
questions. So I'm on 5 for 5.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Now you understand. So I have no original thought. It's all merit.
All right. Let's get to your point.
So, to answer your question, yes, it has helped. I've got a sponsor. Sponsorship definitely helped. That was a revenue-producing activity. And then we were able to do a paid mastermind group, which we were able to sell out, actually oversold it right at the end of last year, which was good. And that was because I had an audience to sell to, and the audience was developed through my podcasting. And then we just recently did Relaunch Elite, which is a perfect group for authors, podcasters, content creators, where I kind of take people through the steps of what I did with my book and podcast launch. And we actually filled that class up as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the monetization comes in. I personally believe that there's no quicker, more cost-effective way to build an audience than doing a radio show like you're doing or doing a combination radio show / a podcast, because the world is going on demand at your fingertips. A lot of people know that, but to be able to put it to work for you in your business
is the goal. And are you able then to do you let's put it to you this way. Do you make a concerted effort to capture contact information, right? So if somebody listens to the show, are you trying to move them off of the podcast into, for what most people would call here, the good old product marketing funnel? Are you trying to move people from the podcast to something else in a very concerted way?
Yeah, I would say no, probably not, because it's just a natural outgrowth. it's just a byproduct. If mm-hmm. people are attracted to the right, people are attracted to the podcast, that means they're attracted to us, to myself, to Pei, and what we are working on or what we have accomplished. And so, yeah, more information is available on our podcast. That's where you go. This is one of the things, Steve, that makes podcasting so effective for business owners and for entrepreneurs, because you can niche down and speak specifically to an ideal listener, whomever mm-hmm. you're trying to target. Now, that could be a man that's 46 that was recently laid off from his job. It can be as specific as that, or it
so
can be,
that's,
you know.
That's you, by the way. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, Fizz isn't listening.
I got you.
He's drawing. Yeah. But
I was actually just thinking of a title for my podcast.
See, exactly.
The Entrepreneur Show. Something
the Entrepreneur,
like that.
Nice.
Heart.
Oh, hot.
Like,
I thought you were going
heart.
Heart.
Entrepreneurs. Something like that.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
Boots and rock and roll. I like boots and rock and roll.
Entrepreneurs with a heart and also that like to have sex naked with boots on.
Exactly. So, all right, Jill, look, we're going to blow through this last segment here, which is hard to believe. We're actually coming up on the top of the hour here already. If people want to find out more information about you, where do they go and where should they check out, you know, the work that you and Pei are up to?
Sure. RelaunchShow.com. RelaunchShow.com. It's got all of our shows, all of our tips and tricks, and some complimentary training as well.
Okay. And one quick question for you. So give me the 60-second version of equipment. What do people need? One of the reasons why I did it here at the radio station is because the sound is just so good. You know, I mean, it's amazing here. But for those that don't want to do it in a radio station, want to do it from home, give me the 60-second version of what people should think about in terms of sound quality, you know, and recording equipment.
Sure. One of the great things about podcasting is you really don't need any equipment to start with. You just need a phone line and a way to record. But a little past beyond that, you need a good microphone. I use a Heil PR40. But you can start with your basic Radio Shack starter microphone, and then I record it into a mixer. And that's that thing with the slides that go up and down. And then it goes from the mixer into a digital recorder, which looks exactly like what a mini cassette recorder used to look like back in the day. And it's just now been replaced by digital. Mm-hmm. If you want to interview people, you need a good internet connection and a Skype connection. I'm calling into your studio through my Skype connection in my computer right now. And I'm using a hot wire so we don't have starts and stops and, you know, temporary line breaks and things of that nature.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it.
Nice. All right. So in the last little bit here, just 30 seconds, give us one really great tip that someone pays you a lot of money for. If you're thinking about getting into podcasting, give us that Joel number one tip.
Sure. Absolutely. Understand why you want a podcast and understand to whom you want a podcast. That's two tips, but those are the most important tips. A lot of people say, I want a podcast because I hear that XYZ made a lot of money doing this thing. And yes, that may be true. However, podcasting, here's the actual tip. Podcasting in and of itself is not a business model. However, it can work magic inside of a business model.
Awesome.
That's the wrap-up tip.
Awesome,
right,
Jill.
Thanks,
well,
Joel.
Thanks so much for being on, and highly encourage you guys to check out the Relaunch podcast. And thanks again for tuning in here to Reinvention Radio. Talk to you guys really soon.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olshan, visit reinventionradio.com.